Right now, there are more women on the Dallas City Council than ever before, 9 of the 15 council seats. But it wasn't always that way. Dallas didn't elect its first woman to the council until 1957. It was Calvert Collins. 42 years later, women took the majority, 8 seats, including Mayor Laura Miller. Current city council member Sandy Grayson was also on that 1999 council with Mayor Miller. She says at first she didn't think there was any difference in the way men and women approached issues. But now...
I think that women bring a little bit different perspective to some of these issues and perhaps bring up things that we should be looking at that might not have been brought up without us being there.
Outgoing Councilmember Linda Koop sees a difference with a female majority on the council.
You know, actually, I think it does influence the dynamic. I think there's a lot of cordial discourse when you have a majority woman council, and I've been on both.
SMU sociologist Sherry Kunovich says there are studies that show women council members or legislators are typically more consensus builders than males.
So there's definitely anecdotal evidence as well as more scientific studies that it appears to be that way.
Kunovich says she's disappointed there aren't more women in the races to replace the 3 veteran councilwomen who are leaving because of term limits.
I do wonder what's happening in Dallas politics that isn't producing more women in the wings waiting to run for these seats as they come open.
The field is all male in the races for seats held by Pauline Medrano and Linda Koop. 6 men and 1 woman are running to replace Angela Hunt. The 3 perceived frontrunners are male. So tomorrow night's election will end the landmark female majority on the council. Former city council member Valletta Lill says regardless of gender, race, or sexual orientation, the body politic functions best when the members respect one another, differences or not. And Linda Koop says that's just what happened with the current female majority council.
The males on the council just are terrific guys. You know, they listen to everybody's point of view. They're good decision makers, just as the females are. So I can honestly say that this council is a terrific council. I don't know if it's because it's more women or not. We've just made a lot of progress in the last couple of years. I'm very proud of everybody.
BJ Austin, KERA News.